The Normal Theater presents a potent double dose of Lillian Hellman December 8th and 9th at 7 p.m. On Tuesday, there will be a staged reading of Hellman's play, The Little Foxes. Then Wednesday, there is a showing of the 1941 film version of The Little Foxes starring Betty Davis. Patrick O'Gara is directing the staged reading, and Normal Theater manager Adam Fox says he's very excited for the movie theater to expand into live programming.
There's a lot of opportunity for us to do live events like a staged reading or a comedian or music or comedy. And this seemed like the perfect opportunity for us to be able to test out those live event waters and also pair it with a classic film and be able to see how the two inform each other and what those two scripts say about one another as we see them back to back.
Patrick, you are directing the live staged reading of The Little Foxes. What is the appeal of this play by Lillian Hellman?
I have always loved the show. It has an appeal to me based on its intention to deal with the moral failures of early capitalism in America. In 1901, the South was just really coming out of the Civil War Reconstruction period. It needed and wanted business opportunities. The question is, who would that serve? Would it serve the people? Or would it serve the people who came down to make money off of it? And is there a way of dividing between the two? Lillian Hellman takes the position that this family has no concern for the people who live in the South, but a lot of concern for making millions of dollars. That's where the title of the play comes from, by the way. The idea that foxes gobble up the thing beneath them on the food chain. And if I may read from the Song of Solomon.
That's where the phrase, the little foxes, comes from.
Yes, that's right. Catch us the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. And it is a perfect statement about what the play is trying to say. The play uses black characters as servants, and it is important that they be there in the play. And the play uses the common term
that was used back in the early part of the 20th century
and used extensively. I asked the two black actors if they would be offended if we kept it in there, because it is so important to establishing the ambiance of the play itself. And they both agreed that it belongs there. I hope that nobody is offended by it. We use it to show the truth of the time.
Tell us about how you've had to make adjustments to the space at the Normal Theater in order to pursue this live entertainment aspect.
Well, one of the things that's interesting about the Normal Theater is it was built to be a film house. It was built back in 37 specifically for the purpose of hosting sound films. So it's not a converted vaudeville house, as so many theaters from that day were, which we now found kind of frustrating, because we'd love it to be a converted vaudeville house, because then we'd have things like backstage space and a stage proper. So one of the things we've been doing for some of the live events we've had over the course of this last half a year or so has been to expand the stage outward towards the crowd a little bit. So really thinking about that relationship between audience and performer. Likewise, we're going to be augmenting the lighting system and sound system in there to better support live events without doing anything to change the look and feel that people have when they walk into the space. There's an expectation when you walk in the Normal Theater, and we honor that.
Patrick, how do you feel about being allowed to perform it at the Normal Theater?
I'm excited and very grateful, because I think what we do with this play has a lot to say to the people of today.
Is it all risky to do a staged reading of a play the night before you see the classic film rendition of the play? Is that at all risky?
Both scripts are going to resonate, and there's going to be changes between the stage version and the play that people will hear. And I think that will only serve to inform them and make them think differently about a lot of the ideas. Patrick, what you were saying about how this will resonate with a modern audience is something that I'm fascinated with. I think it'll be wonderful to see how these ideas of what is appropriate, the way to behave in a capitalist society, and what is the right choice to be making, and how we define right is really fascinating. And I think that the actors in the reading, being of this generation and having gone through, I mean, I would say the last few years, but the last few decades of what has happened in this country, will be different than watching the performers that were in the original film, because they'll, of course, bring different sensibilities to it as well.
That's Normal Theater manager Adam Fox and Patrick O'Gara, who's directing the staged reading of The Little Foxes Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at the Normal Theater. Wednesday night at 7, it's the 1941 film version of The Little Foxes. I'm Laura Kennedy.